KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 50 degrees in Atlantic. We look for isolated sprinkles through about 9 a.m. today and some light rain possible this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies, a high of 63. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. We picked up a tenth of an inch of rainfall here at the KJAN studios over the past 24 hours, ending today at 7 a.m. 9/100ths of that fell Tuesday morning, or actually Wednesday morning, I should say, and another 1/100th of an inch fell early this morning. In the news, an accident Wednesday evening south of Atlantic reportedly sent at least one person to the hospital. According to reports, the accident, which involved a semi hauling grain and a car, occurred at around 6:15 p.m. It's believed three people were in the car, which ended up in the ditch. The names and other details concerning the accident are likely to be released later today. Police in Red Oak arrested a man early this morning. Officials say 34-year-old Paul Earl Lemberg, the second of Red Oak, was taken into custody at a residence on West Coolbaugh Street at around 4:10 a.m. on a warrant for theft in the second degree. Lemberg was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. A man from Red Oak was arrested last night for delivery of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Police say 27-year-old Jeremy John Thompson was taken into custody a little after 8 p.m. at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on a $50,000 cash bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a man was arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop late Wednesday night. 40-year-old Charles Frank Adkins Jr. was pulled over in the 3400 block of Highway 2 at around 11:45 p.m. Following an investigation by the Fremont County K-9 Unit, Adkins Jr. was arrested on possession of a controlled substance and OWI first offense charges. He was brought to the Fremont County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office also released details concerning an accident Wednesday morning that resulted in the death of an Omaha man. At around 7:40 a.m., deputies received a call of a vehicle in a ditch at the I-29 northbound off-ramp at Highway 2. Upon arrival, deputies and medical personnel located a 2001 Chevrolet Tahoe in a field on the east side of the off-ramp. 45-year-old Roy David Walker of Omaha was found dead outside the vehicle. Deputies believe Walker was northbound on I-29 and missed the off-ramp and made a corrective maneuver to get on the ramp and lost control of his vehicle, which began to roll. The SUV then hit a sign and continued to roll, going over a tree and an interstate fence before coming to rest in the field. Walker, who was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the accident, was again ejected from the vehicle. His body was sent to the DCI crime lab in Ankeny for autopsy, and the investigation into the accident continues. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Percival and Sydney Rescue, Fire and Rescue, and Fremont County Coroner's Office. And officials with Atlantic Municipal Utilities are warning their customers about a service disconnect scam. AMU has been notified some of its customers have been contacted by someone claiming to be from the utility, stating that their account was past due. The caller will indicate the customer's service would be disconnected if payment was not made over the phone or by wiring funds to a bank account. Similar scams have been occurring all over the country. And if you receive a call, beware that it is not AMU calling. AMU says if your account is past due, you will be contacted by an individual who will provide their name and indicate that they are with Atlantic Municipal Utilities, but you will not be required to make payment over the phone to prevent service from being disconnected. In addition, AMU will send you a written notice in the mail and post a notice at your residence. The office hours are from Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and their staff will not contact you regarding delinquency or account balances outside of those business hours. And as a final note, Atlantic Municipal Utilities only accepts payments at their main office at 15 West 3rd Street in Atlantic. They do not accept payments at any other institutions or over the phone. And it is important to note that AMU has a local phone number, so if somebody calls you from an 800 or 877 number, it is not from AMU. In the funeral announcements, Betty Wells, age 96, of Dexter, died Sunday. Funeral services for Betty Wells will be today at 10 o'clock at the Dexter Presbyterian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. David Turner, age 61, of Harlan, died Sunday. Graveside services for David Turner will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Branson Cemetery in Loveland, Iowa. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Kennedy Sr., age 63, of Atlantic, died October 14th. A gathering to celebrate the life of William Kennedy Sr. will be held this evening from 4 until 6 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ed Littler, age 86, of Adair, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Ed Littler will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. Glenn Kuzel, age 89, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza. Services for Glenn Kuzel will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Jack A. Simonson, age 82, of Branson, Missouri, died October 17th in Edmond, Oklahoma. Funeral services for Jack Simonson will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Robert Asbury, age 85, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Asbury will be on Monday at 11:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Shirley Mathias, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Saturday. Funeral services for Shirley Mathias will be on October 29th at 11:30 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Juanita Gilman, age 85, of Stewart, died Sunday in Des Moines. A cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Juanita Gilman. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. And Taryn Hart, age 29, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Taryn Hart are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.